The New York Public Interest Research Group released its annual report on potentially hazardous toys for children this year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, NYPIRG is focusing on four areas of hazards: toxicity, choking, magnets, and excessive noise.
One of the examples of hazardous toys is the Fun Bubbles jump rope. The research group says it found high levels of chemicals called phthalates in it, which are used to make plastic softer, but are connected to adverse reproductive and developmental health effects. NYPIRG is calling for further testing. The Minions locking pencil case, Slinky Jr., and magnetic numbers all had high levels of chromium, which can cause allergic reactions. Britannia Smead, one of the project managers, says parents should use an empty toilet paper roll as a measure to determine if something could be a choking hazard for children under six. And just because it doesn't fit in the tube, like Disney Pixar's Finding Nemo Dory figurine, that doesn't mean it is necessarily safe.
It broke off in like 3 seconds when we tried it out, and it fits inside the choke tube. So I think that's another thing for parents to keep in mind, is the small parts that might be on the larger that could break off really easily.
Nickelodeon's Mermaid Dora could do the same thing. Balloons are the number one choking hazard for children. The report also warned about magnets that could cause severe damage if swallowed and require invasive surgery. Toys with loud noises should be avoided, especially ones that mimic cell phones that kids might put to their ears because of the potential for hearing loss. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.